At the top, a federal judge has dealt a blow to a Michigan Indian tribe seeking to build a casino in downtown Lansing. I'm sure you've been following this. U.S. District Court Judge Robert Yonker has granted Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette's request for a preliminary injunction to stop the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians from building that $245 million casino. The injunction puts the project on hold for now. Attorney John Wernette represents the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians. He sees the decision as a temporary setback.
We're disappointed. This is a preliminary skirmish. It's not a final decision on the merits. I presume that the case is now going to go forward. We expect to be meeting with our litigation counsel in the next couple of days to discuss a course of action. But the essence of the court's decision is that the substance of the main case is not dismissed. It will go forward. We remain confident of our legal theories, and we intend to continue the fight, and we're confident that in the end we'll prevail.
And WKAR's Kevin Lavery has been following this one late yesterday and again this morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm fine, Mark. Good morning.
Remind us first what the project involves and what exactly the judge ruled on yesterday.
Sure. Well, the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians wants to build a 125,000-square-foot casino in downtown Lansing. It would be adjacent to and connect with the Lansing Center. A big deal on the radar of Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, a project he's been touting for quite some time. It would create about 2,200 jobs, and it would also provide revenue for the Lansing Promise Program, which is a scholarship program for city high school students. There were two motions pending before U.S. District Court Judge Yonker yesterday. One was Attorney General Bill Schuette's motion for the preliminary injunction that would prevent the tribe, as we said, from moving forward with an application to put this property upon which the casino would be built into trust, pending the resolution of a lawsuit he had against the tribe. The other motion was from the tribe asking the judge to dismiss the lawsuit on the grounds that the tribe has what's called sovereign immunity. The judge granted part of the tribe's motion. There was a lawsuit against some of the board members and the chairman of the tribe. That was dismissed. There were also a couple of other minor counts that were dismissed, but the judge did leave the meat of the lawsuit in place, the other four counts, the largest of which is the preliminary injunction, which for now puts the brakes on this whole thing.
So we wait for the results of the Attorney General's lawsuit attempting to stop this whole thing. What happens from here?
Right. Well, and the reason why he blocked the project is that back in 1993, that the tribe and the state entered a governing compact that allows gaming under certain conditions. Any tribe that wants to build a casino in Michigan has to first apply to the federal government to put this land into trust.
Okay.
Part of the compact says that because the tribe had failed to draft a written agreement with other tribes in the area for revenue sharing, that they were precluded from even applying to put the land in trust. There's a compact agreement that says you have to share revenue with the other tribes.
Okay. Yeah. And from here, we just wait until the results of the other lawsuit.
Right. From here, it could be the case could go to trial. It could be a summary judgment. As John Wernette said, they're meeting with their litigation team this week. So it's not precisely clear where it goes from here. But the chairman of the tribe, Aaron Payment, says they're not surprised. They expected about a two-year legal battle with this. So this is a bump in the road, but certainly not the final word on this issue.
Top of the second inning, I think, as Mayor Bernero put it, in a nine-inning or extra-inning ball game. Who knows? Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.